ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Moving things around on me here. Oh, boy.
Now we're talking.
Town here, WFMU, East Orange. If y'all had a swinging holiday, I'm all by myself today. Good, more records, right? Less yap. I don't have to hear my friends talking about how they feel. We're the Four Lovers and Night Train. Just that little high part there. That's the only good thing Frankie Valli ever did. Counting backwards, we heard Richie Allen and Caveman. Ray Hudson did Jackhammer. Red Garrison and the Zodiacs, the Big Rumble. And we opened it up with the Caps and Red-Headed Flea. What do we got for you today? A lot of trashy records. A lot of requests to get out of the way. Our Hillbilly Hangover will be a Barnyard Boogie theme. Boy, we're not getting... I know the show's peaked out, but the brain-deadened factor is really just starting to come into play. Themes like that. Look at the Blues Hangover, you know, Bob said, a vibe report. And a little bit of news, and nothing to give away today. I was kind of hoping they would have some Sun Ra tickets or Mekons tickets or something, but no, nothing. They didn't leave us anything to give you. That's okay. I'm going to kick it off. What do we got here on the Excel label? Guitar Gable.
You got 32 teeth, Buster. You want to try for none?
This is a hit!
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Now don't you hear me calling, baby, baby? 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 And your telephone is busy, busy, busy all night. Don't you hear me calling, baby, baby?
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the stadium.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Brand new from Escarita. He's not letting being dead put his career on hold. That's a Dewdrop In, a 45 with an absolutely amazing picture sleeve. And that's sold wherever all your best and worst record stores. Any place that still carries 45s should have it. The little ones with the big holes. Ronnie Haig did Can't You Hear Me Calling Baby. The Picheros, Bebop. Baby. The Jaguars did Jaguar, and I meant to play the other side of that Black Diamond, which I had a request for, and I'll try to get to it later. Guitar Gable with King Carl did Walking Through the Park. Hope you all had a great holiday. I myself had quite a holiday. Got some really good presents, and got sort of smashed the last two nights. And in the news, what are we going to do for news? I don't know. We don't have any announcements. The only thing I know is that Sunrise at the Knitting Factory tonight. The Mekons are at Maxwell's, I think, New Year's Eve, and that's the only things I know about. My two absolute favorite Christmas stories this year, one was the one in Chicago where parents helping out a school Christmas party, I guess this was Tuesday, stole most of the presents, leaving none for more than 200 children, the school's principal said. Some children went home crying, said Marshall Taylor, the principal of Frederick von Schiller Elementary School. They were rapping all over the floor, just as if somebody had said, help yourself. There were reports later of parents selling the presents for $3 apiece outside of the school. Before the fifth through eighth graders arrived at 9 p.m., about 30 parents offered to help Taylor inventory the presents in the school auditorium. When the parents were arranging the gifts by grade and room number, they started unwrapping them and taking what they wanted. Unbelievable, he said. The kids are the losers. And if that wasn't enough, in our very own backyard here, Ocean County, a video camera captured, this was one of the greatest things to see on TV, was this Santa Claus getting captured, making these horrible racist comments to 10-year-old Devon Jackson. The Santa asked Devon what he wanted for Christmas. He said he didn't know yet, and he said, well, maybe if I give you a coloring book to look at in color, you can go find something you like in there. I know how you can get a monkey if you see a monkey. Did you ever see a monkey? You go and look in the mirror, and you'll see a monkey. Anyway, Grandma had the video camera rolling the whole time, so I think little Devon is probably going to get $1 million worth of lawsuit money out of this Christmas. God bless him. And in the sad news, Albert King died. I don't know what was keeping him alive. I don't know, how old was he? 60? Oh, he's only 69, but he was a big fat guy, you know. And if you want to know where Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton copped their best riffs from, they were definitely on those Albert King records on Stax. And I'll play one Albert King record later. Right now we're going to do Hillbilly Hangover, and even for us this is quite brain deadening. This is our Barnyard Boogie set. We're going to kick it off with former governor of Louisiana, Jimmy Davis.
About the hottest dance in this town. It's a dance they use in the cotton fields. It's a dance that stops the Virginia reel. The babies all do it before they crawl. The grandpas do it when they're bald. And the papas and the mamas rip and romp to the tune they call the Barnyard Stomp. Watch them prance, watch them go. Swing them high and you dip them low. Hold them tight when you rip and romp. You may lose her at the Barnyard Stomp. Now old Uncle Joe at the age of 83 shouted, some good sister prance for me. I'm going to do that Barnyard Stomp. Oodle-lay, oodle-lay. Watch them go, swing them high and you dip them low. Hold them tight when you rip and roll. You may lose her at the Barnyard Stomp. Now old Aunt Jane, getting old in years, says, give me room, I'm changing gears. I'm about to do that Barnyard Stomp. Watch 'em go, swing 'em high and you dip 'em low. Hold 'em tight when you rip and romp. You may lose her at the Barnyard Stomp. Now Deacon Brown at the age of 88 lost his pants when he jumped the gate. He was trying to do that Barnyard Stomp. Yodelay, yodelay. I need yodelay.
Live like an animal. Anything goes.
There's a little red hen lives down the street. She does the red hen hop with a drumstick beat. A chicken ain't a rooster if she can't make him crow. She done the red hen hop till she broke the roosting pole. Every time she lays an egg. you're gonna do the hop all day.
Down at Ernie's Egg Market. Remember Ernie for all your egg needs. Ernie's got A1 large, B1 large, B2 large, and they can't be too large. All right. Remember Ernie's got little baby chicks for sale and little baby pee-pees. Before they're chicks, they're pee-pees, and before they're pee-pees, they're eggs. And that brings us back to Ernie. Remember the old question, what was here first, the egg or Ernie? All right. Ernie's still open late on Friday nights, and you can get cracked eggs at half price after 7 o'clock p.m. at night.
Kicking my dog around. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. Boogie, oogie, woogie, oogie, woogie. While the world is resting and taking its ease, all the frogs come out and do just as they please. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. Woogie, hoogie, woogie. And the moon and stars are jumping up and down, sliding in and out and around the clouds. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. Boogie, oogie, boogie, oogie, boogie. They go hopping here and there where the coat gives the lady friend a squeeze. You would think they choke. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. Boogie, oogie, boogie, oogie, boogie. The roses bloom, the whole wide world is right in tune. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. They do the bullfrog boogie. Boogie, oogie, woogie, oogie, woogie.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the hound here. Anybody left out there after that? Phil K and the Blue Notes, Meet Me in the Barnyard. Weird Earl Stone, Bullfrog Boogie. Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, Quit Kicking My Dog Around. And when you got your music great, you got Hank and you got Gid. The Lubin Brothers, Red Hand Hop, and we open up with Governor Jimmy Davis in the Barnyard Stomp. You're all going to have to wait till next week to bear the fruit of my favorite Christmas present this year, the Jimmy Rogers box. Thank you, Brian and Renica. It's six CDs worth. Quite incredible to hear an alternate take of Let Me Be Your Sidetrack. Oh, boy. I kind of got my Christmas wishes in terms of the media thing here. Scott Muni is rushed to the hospital and collapsed, and Mark Gastineau was arrested. The two most offensive New Yorkers in the world. Mark Gastineau, former New York Jets defensive end and all-around knucklehead, age 36, was picked up in Lynbrook, New York, railroad station after an officer noticed his car parked illegally, ran the check on the license plate. He was held pending extradition to Arizona. I think they should send him to Arizona for an outstanding drug warrant. I guess he failed to show up to for his drug counselor's office. He got busted with 200 hits of speed at Phoenix's Sky Harbor International Airport. Scott Muni, I think he just had a phlegm backup or something. I don't know exactly what happened to him, but I won't miss him. Will you? And what else is there in the news? I got a couple ones for later. To announce, like I said, there's Sunra tonight at the Knitting Factory, and then there's, I don't know, these announcements aren't too complete. I'll try to dig up something for you guys to do. Well, you can sit home and play records. What do we got queued up here? We got one on the checkered label. Bobby Charles, Watch It Sprocket.
Caught a glimpse of a chick as she was passing me by. She turned around and I gave her the eye. She said, watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. While I was eating some bananas at a friend's fruit stand, up come a chick and I grabbed her hand. She said, watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. But then another one came and she was all dressed in blue. She turned around and said the same thing. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. From the well, up come a sudden he called me square. I said, watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. Now don't you go off thinking that you're some big wheel, cause you're just a little Sprocket. That's the way I feel. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. Watch it,
I wish that guy with the sax would give up.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Since you kissed me, dear, I haven't been the same. I get chills up my spine and thrills I can't explain. Well, tell me, honey, just what is your technique? Before I go, my passion for you will grow and grow each day. There's no one here on earth who could ever steal away, steal away your technique. Before I go, since you kissed me, dear, I haven't been the same.
I get chills up my spine and thrills I can't explain.
Well, tell me, just what is your technique? Well, tell me, just what is your technique? Well, tell me, just what is your technique?
This motherfucker's got rhythm, man. Slow down, little diva. You better slow down. Slow down, little diva. You better slow down. You work it by the fingers down to the bone. When I'm all around you, never home. You got me eating food out of a can. And now you call me a monkey man. Slow down, let's leave her, let's slow down. Better slow down. Hey, yeah.
Maltese, and we're rumbling to the sound of the hound on 91.1 WFMU.
Pipes and hobnail boots. They even got polish to shine up their boots. They're gonna rumble, they're gonna roar, they're gonna stomp up a storm in this gang war. Only the beginning that started this rampage. They're gonna rumble, they're gonna roar, they're gonna try to even up the score. Have never begun. It was just a bunch of trouble that started them on the run. They're gonna cast away their jackets, throw away the hobnail boots. They're gonna find a new beginning. There'll be no mud on their boots. Mud on their boots. Mud on their boots. The end of this gang war.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM. Gene Maltese, Gang War. Wow, what a guy. A lot of people came up to me over the week, and actually one person just called. I've been recommending these Raging Teens LPs and CDs with Gene Maltese and all that. And everybody said they liked him. So there you go. The public has spoken for Gene Maltese. Counting backwards, we heard Snooks Eagle in there, Little Eva. Ronnie Speaks and the Elrods did What Is Your Technique. The Diablos, Welcome to My Heart. We opened up with Bobby Charles, Watch It Sprocket. And this is about that time, right? What am I doing here? I'm trying to look for some... Oh, yeah, we're going to get a little more news here. I told you Albert King died, right? And I'm supposed to care... we'll talk about that in a minute. I don't know. There's not a whole lot, really. Oh, yeah, but I did like this one. The Maharishna Yogi says he can stop crime in New York City by replacing city officers with his band of inner peace officers. The Transcendental Meditation Czar. That's right out of the papers, that term, folks. Held the Beatles, Mia Farrow, and other emotionally unstable stars under his flower power spell in the 60s, has offered to bombard New York and other crime-torn cities with mystical good vibrations for a very worldly sum match. Evidently, he wants $292 million, and he says he can cure crime in New York City. Might as well. Just the savings in donuts alone, folks, makes this an option to think about. And the Walt Disney Company has pulled an ad for a children's bath soap which features Piglet, a stuttering character from Winnie the Pooh, following complaints from an advocacy group for stutterers. Part of the text for the print ad for Johnson & Johnson's Piglet Liquid Bath Rid. Squeaky clean and gentle, too. Piglet makes bath time fun for you. The ad is running for a few months, but Pam Bishop, brand manager at Disney Licensing, told the National Stuttering Project last week it would cancel. She offered her apologies for any unintended offensive use of the stuttering. I don't know. I think if this National Stuttering Project really has that much power, that's it for Charlie Feather's future. Charlie's got a new album on Norton, too, by the way, but we're not going to hear that now. Okay, so Albert King croaks. I guess I'm supposed to act like I'm upset, but I wasn't that much of an Albert King fan. And, you know, I like the way he plays guitar. He gets that nice, dirty sound and everything, but that's just that sort of style of music, you know, that with the I got no use for trumpets in too often, you know, the trumpet section blaring. And that sort of B.B. King style of, like, bellowing like you're a preacher or something never did much for me. But the guy's dead. I'll play one of his damn records, hell. And then we'll play some good stuff.
Trumpeters, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
No, sir, but...
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right, let's start again.
Thank you.
to take my Christmas in my overall. I done got tired of the low down dirty way. When I find you this time, baby, they go so dirty in your bed.
Hold it! Hold it! Hold it! Stop that jug-headed piano player. Hey, Ingerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player in a turnip patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up. What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas City. And while you're at it, play some music to dance by. Not this music to read comic books by. Not this music to read comic books by. I mean music to dance to. You know, rock and roll.
Tell you, baby, I know you ain't gonna lie. I have caught you in your dirty act. You messed up, pretty baby, when you was going round like on me. I love you, baby, treat you right. You go out and mess up every day and night. You messed up.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That was today's Blues Hangover. I'm the Hound. I'm driving till 6. Morris Pijo, you messed up. Counting backwards, we heard The Howlin' Wolf by request. I'll be around. The Birmingham Jug Band did German Blues. Roosevelt Sykes did I'm Tired. That's with the Dave Bartholomew Band. Ernest McLean did that fabulous guitar solo on that. Dave Bartholomew had a birthday. If I was thinking about it, I could have done a whole 3 hours of Dave Bartholomew productions, but I wasn't thinking too closely this week. Albert King opened it up, I'll Do Anything For You. That's a rare one on the Bobbin label. I don't know. Those Kings just ain't my favorite guys, but when they die, we play them. Anyway, what else are we doing here? Oh, we got like 10 minutes to vibe time. I think I'm just going to spin a few. Kill that last 9 minutes to the Vibe Report. How about a hammered copy of The Renowned's My Mind's Made Up?
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene, but maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool, uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
Yeah, we have some thoughts on that. It's uncool to claim you used to room with Bird or that you have Bird's axe. It's even less cool to ask, who is Bird? It's uncool to nod on the street corner waiting for the light to change. And it's uncool to let anybody know your uncle is a registered pharmacist. Uncool for the whole family. You know, it's uncool to buddy with a known fink. And it's uncool to ask where'd you get it. It's disastrously uncool to let friends use your pad as a forwarding address for packages from Mexico. You know, and it's uncool to ask where'd you get it. And it is uncool to wear shades after sunset, you know, unless you should be wearing shades after sunset. You know, in which case it is uncool to take them off.
A black diamond, black diamond. A black diamond in her hair. A black diamond, black diamond. A black diamond in her hair. Well, she's wearing black diamonds for her lover man. Well, now early in the morning, about to break up. Down by the river road track.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound here, WFMU East Orange. The Jaguars there did Black Diamond by request. Counting backwards, we're here at RV Allen's, which is Richie Valens under a pseudonym doing Fast Freight. And the Renowns with a VG minus version of My Mind's Made Up. I love that song, but I got to get a better copy of it if I'm ever going to play it again. And let me go through my personal schedule here. Next week, I think we'll be back here with the whole radio family, I believe, or what's left of our dysfunctional radio family. And the week after that, I'm going to be in Florida. I don't know who's going to be here. And in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I mean, the 16th of January, the old Codge will be here filling in, and that's always a treat. And that's my schedule. That's the way it's looking here. You know, I get this thing in the mail every year. You know, I was just thinking about them too, because I was going to write a letter to the Village Voice. They had a little thing about the television concert, and they described Milk Cow Blues as an obscure Chocolate Watch Band song. Now, I know the Chocolate Watch Band did their own cop on Milk Cow Blues, which I believe was called Sitting There Standing. It's in the movie Ride on Sunset Strip. But, you know, the Milk Cow Blues, a very famous song. Kokomo Arnold did the original. Robert Johnson did it. Elvis did it. The Maddox Brothers. Everybody did it. But the real definitive version, I guess, for us post-big amp generation is the Kinks version. It's really a great, famous record. And this guy's a rock critic. Didn't even know that. I've never heard the Kinks version of Milk Cow Blues, for which he should have his rock critic license revoked. And that's that. Now, every year in the mail, I get this idiotic thing. Dear rock critic, congratulations or something. You are among the 500 or so critics who are asking to vote for the best records and videos on the 19th or 20th annual Paz and Job Critics Poll. Now, I have got no use for this. I mean, I vote for the records my friends are on, or I throw it away or something. Do you guys have any feelings on this? What I'll do, I'm not going to do it during the VOM set because I got a cue records, but after that I'll announce. I'm going to let you guys, the listeners, vote. You can have my ballot and you guys can vote. I'll just pick 10 calls and you can vote for any record you want. If it's your own record, if it's your boyfriend's, girlfriend's record, if it's a record you just think is a good record. I mean, last year I think I just voted for like 10 Norton records or something and I think they must have, I think they mailed me my thing back or something. But that's what we're going to do. Because a rock critics poll, that's a good way to, find out what records not to waste your money on, I guess. Rock critics poll. Where's Roscoe? Or Vibemeister? Playing with the antenna I bought him for Christmas. Miss Sally's out in Ohio for you Miss Sally fans, and Il Bruchus is, she's on the farm with her folks, and Il Bruchus down in Virginia with his folks. Here's a good radio psych gag. Did anybody see the picture of Lou Reed in the gossip section of the Daily News the other day? He's got this, I know Lou and his wife just broke up, and he moved down to Christopher Street, and with that in mind, you got to look at this picture of Lou with a cigar sticking in it out of his mouth in the most phallic way I've ever seen. Oh, there's our vibe moisture. Let me cue up his music there. Is that you, Roscoe?
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's going on?
Well, it just dawned on me that there possibly could be a hound show today.
Oh, yeah. I went to bed early, as drunk as I was.
Wow.
Passed out.
That's great. Are you guys having a good show?
I'm having a great show. I'm all by myself.
Now, I'm going to have to go immediately after this vibe report, and I'm going to go and hook up my Hound Christmas present powered antenna and see if it's going to make it happen for me.
See if it works, yeah.
Yeah.
Still may need a tuner, but...
Well, I can run it off the receiver that's in the studio.
Uh-huh. That could work.
Yeah.
Great. Well, did you have fun yesterday for Christmas?
Yeah, I thought it was a good Christmas.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was nice and small this year.
The turkey was really good.
Turkey was delicious.
Yeah, all the food, really juicy.
All the food was great.
Yeah, food was good.
And, of course, the booze was really fantastic.
Booze was good.
I had a good one after I had dinner with you on Christmas Eve. I had sort of a good post-dinner thing. First, I went to Dave the Spaz's gig, the Sea Monkeys. And then I went to Father Bruce's gig.
Midnight Mass.
Midnight Mass, which was something about, you know, Father Bruce, he came. If you're going to see a guy in a long white gown, he's the guy to go see.
Well, I haven't seen him since Six's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Six and Kira's wedding. That was the only time I saw him do his gig. I guess I got to go to his gig.
Well, let's face it, nobody's got to go to these things more than once in their life inside of a church. But it's funny to see our buddy doing it.
There you go. Well?
Hey, what's the vibe today?
I don't know. It's just kind of a post-holiday vibe. People have been stopping by. Guys from Go to Blazes gave us 2 bottles of French wine.
Wow, classy guys.
Yeah, I'll say. You know, a couple different cameos, people kind of stopping by. I'm glad this dawned on me that there could be a show. I don't know.
Whoa.
Other things have been stopping by, it's sort of like the, you know, Saturday smoke-off thing.
Oh, yeah, so that's good. I did that before I came here.
Straw came by.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke off.
Oh, Queen of Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's about the vibe report. I guess I'll have to call back to let you know. I'll call you back in the next 20 minutes to see if... So what's the Hound fun forecast?
I don't know if there's anything to do this week.
You know, it is kind of nice out there. I mean, our listeners, it's funny because I think I was out in an area last week where a lot of listeners are from, working in West Orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't find anything to do out there, but there must be something to do around here.
You mean for tonight?
Yeah, you know, what's the fun forecast?
Let's say the Sun Ra, the Knitting Factory. There's really not a lot for this holiday weekend. There's Ronnie Spector's Christmas party at the Bottom Line.
Okay, well, what?
Blue Chieftains at the Rodeo Bar.
Hmm. What's the bartender schedule? Who's where?
I don't know. You know, I haven't been going to the bars. I assume. Lorraine does Saturdays now at 2nd and 8th. I think that's your bartender bet.
Right.
Six is at Brownie's spot.
Hey, Lorraine, they're probably down there, you know.
Of course.
Hello.
Given the choice, you know, of the bartenders, you know, I would always say, you know, I would have picked the Lorraine Saturday night.
Yeah, it'd probably be nice, you know, the college kids are gone, summer back.
Yeah.
You never know. Well... That's a good... That's just what I was looking for.
Okay, Ross.
From the Hound. Now I'm going to go see if I can hook up this antenna and draw the signal somehow into the crib.
Aloha.
And into the radio and the shows. Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
There it is, folks. The State of the Vibe Report. Now, where am I? Okay. We're not going to do this. We're not going to vote in this Rock Critics poll till the next set. Right now, we're just going to do some Vomology. And here it is, the Kinks, Milk Cow Blues.
Oh, yeah.
week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I hadn't said that.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here, WFMU East Orange. Brand new from the Phantom Surfers, Bikini Drag. We heard the Flaming Groovies doing Sometimes. The Rolling Stones, Grown Up Wrong. See this latest thing? They're trying to enlist John Entwistle to play bass. Just what they need, right? Bass solos over everything. Third Bardot did 5 years ahead of my time, and we opened up with the Kinks, Milk Cow Blues. We'll do a little more news, and then we'll do the You Be the Rock Critic segment of the show, like we were just talking about. London, Kentucky, a pregnant woman enlisted another person's help in killing her 10-year-old stepson because she was worried he would steal attention from her baby, according to a grand jury indictment. Stephanie Baker, the victim's stepmother, and Susan Baker, both 22, twins maybe, were indicted Friday on murder, kidnapping, and corpse abuse charges. That's the classy segment there, corpse abuse. The women are not related. Okay, sorry. Both pleaded innocent at their arraignment Friday. Prosecutor Tom Handy said he will seek the death penalty if they're convicted. It was not a kidnapping. No one intended to harm him. The boy was taken Thanksgiving Eve from his school by a woman police said they believe was Suzanne Baker. His charred, strangled body found 6 days later. Nice Christmas story, huh? Got one more for you. Chandler, Arizona.
Let me get the...
cue up the laugh track for this one. A motorist was shot in the head during a traffic dispute, and he dislodged the bullet by blowing his nose in the hospital emergency room. The bullet apparently lodged in a sinus, Sergeant Steve Spraggins told police. The 25-year-old victim was shot in the right temple early Sunday while riding in his girlfriend's car. Police said another driver apparently got angry when she refused to let him pass. Her name and the victim's name were withheld because she feared retribution. The victim was treated and released. Blew his nose, blew out a bullet. There you go. Okay, before we get to our next set here, I'll explain to you what we're going to do. We have this thing, let me find it, this thing they send me in the mail every year, and it either winds up in my garbage can or theirs. So it's the Village Voices Rock Critic Poll. Now, you can vote for one record. It can be your own record. It can be your best friend's record. It could be a record you just like. It could be a record you hate. I don't really care. But you only get one, and you got to say it quick. I'll write it down. I'm going to hang up. 678-201 area code, 678-7743. Fill out my ballot in the Village Voice Rock Critics poll. Meanwhile, let's get over to Cookie and the Cupcakes on turntable number 7.
Crying, crying, crying for you, baby. Since they started on these little dolls, I can kiss a chicken.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes.
star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM East on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
Don't understand us teenagers.
Here goes that same sad story again. Boy, you know that I know you're telling an unnecessary story. Why don't you be quiet? Hush. Be quiet. Don't say another word.
My darling, I need your love to call my own and never do wrong, and to be with you when day is through, and to share with you a love so true. Please say you love me, girl. Why don't you like me, little darling? Please say you love me, little darling.
You all know why he's crying, don't you? It's been 8 long years, and here he is trying to hop a plea and get another hit record. Uh-oh, here he comes again. I better leave here before I lose my job and everything else. I see you.
My it's because I like to watch the funnies on TV and stuff, love stories for darling, and because I like that funny toothpaste commercial, darling, when a guy ends up with no teeth. It's a very funny commercial, oh darling. Why don't you like that commercial, darling? Little darling. That could be the one with my turn race the other day, little darling. That was a good turn race, darling. But darling, I get the feeling that you don't like me no more, darling.
Another hell, girl. This story and song has been sung and recorded so many times before, I don't believe you've got the message yet. Even. Well, just like this. You see, I need you. You know, like the want is the need and need is the want, stuff like that. Yeah. To call my own and try my best not to do you wrong. To hold in mind your big unwashed, wash your hands. In other words, you have got your back. And I know right now that I better love again, or I'll knock you right in your big, wide, snag-billed mouth. Do you hear what I say, woman?
It's a shame, 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 shame. Little well, darling, that you don't want to jump rope with me and play with my aunt.
Hey, I like you nice. Stay.
Huh?
Shut up.
Oh.
Wherever you are, I keep on running.
I'm looking at it.
boogity. What it is there, you're going to look for me, and I'm going to be long gone.
And meanwhile, back in the scene.
WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 FM. The Zodiacs there. Another Little Darlin', found themselves on Soma Records, and they did a good job capturing that Soma sound there, huh? The Hazel Atkins there, Truly Ruly. The Nutmegs, Ting-a-ling, previously unreleased from this new Nutmeg Story Untold CD on Relic. Quite a piece of work. A whole bunch of new Relic CDs. Elmore James Volume 2, The Nutmegs, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, The Turbans. That's a really good one if you like that kind of stuff, R&B. In the stores now, I'd imagine. Jim Myers and Tex Reagan there did Pretty Baby Rock. Always like to hear those Fortune records. And we open up with Cookie and the Cupcakes, Close Up the Back Door. Kind of a 90s thing there, huh? And your response to the filling out my Village Voice Rock Critics poll was understandably slight underwhelming. We've only got... although some people voted... I mean, a bunch of you all voted for the same couple of records, so... we had like 3 votes for Sonny Burgess and 3 votes for A-Bone's record, so we're going to consolidate those. We have 4 spots left. Like I said, what we're trying to do here is fill out my annual Paz and Job Rock Critics poll to the Village Voice. You can vote for any record you want, your own record, if you're smart, somebody else's record you like, just record you thought was a good record. This is what we got so far. Scott Cabanasso, What Do You Mean? We got The Music of Raymond Scott. We got Type O Negative, Origin of Feces. I like that title. I've never heard some of these records. The Raymond Scott one, I like that one myself. The Liar's Happy Now. I don't think I heard that one. The A-Bone's Life of Riley. 3 votes on that one, huh? Sonny Burgess, Tennessee Border. Another one with 3 votes. We got 4 slots left. If you want to be a rock critic, 678-7743. That's 201 area code. Fill up those last 4 slots, and I'll put it in this... no postage necessary envelope and mail it to the Voice. And that'll be that, I hope. And what else we got for you today? Like I says, next week we'll be here, and then we're off for 2 weeks. And our fill-in, we got the Codge and in for the 16th of January. Oh, yeah, next week we give away our Media Star of the Year award. And if this guy who, this guy who played Santa Claus doesn't get it, what's his name? Doesn't say this, the nasty racist Santa Claus. He wouldn't win it. We have to give it to somebody cool. I think we're going to give it to that Russian guy who ripped people's hearts out. Anyway, who do we got queued up here? Glenn.
Well, one cup of coffee and a cigarette. I'm waiting on the one I want to love and pet. I've seen her face, her sweet lips I can't wait to test. I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't here yet. One cup of coffee and a cigarette. Well, I think I'm gonna cry. She don't show up. The tears are gonna fall in the coffee cup. The cigarette smokes are getting in my eye. That ain't the reason that I cry. I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't here yet. One cup of coffee and a cigarette. A coffee and a cigarette. I'm waiting on the one I want to love and pet. It seems like a year since I've seen her face. Her sweet lips I can't wait to taste. I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't here yet. One cup of coffee and a cigarette.
some constructive use.
I love a girl named Betty Jo. And why she left me, I never know. She might be in Texas or Tennessee. Wherever she's gone, she left for me. Darling, you left me. What is wrong all around? How can I face the world all alone anyhow? Why don't you forgive me and please come home?
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Well, I met her at a hop about a week at the school. She was a rockin' and a strollin', and she really looked cool. She was the cutest little chick that I'd ever seen. The cast told me that her name was Linda Jean. I held her tight and there was nothing but pride, 'cause Linda Jean was in my sight. Linda Jean, 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 Linda Jean.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Oh, Ellie Mae DeHarley, child, I've been looking.
my enemy. Oh, please come here and thank me. Oh, child, now by my hand. Guide me, teach me, love me now. Make me please understand. Oh, please. Oh, please come. Oh, please come back to me.
You're a psycho.
Well, I got a gal who loves to me. Her blue eyes blonde, she looks so sweet. Liza Lee. Woo, yeah, wow, what a dream. Liza Lee. Well, if she goes to Walla Hop, then boy, she's no flop. That's Liza Lee. She wears tight sweaters, she looks so sweet. See you on the corner, you say heaven's at your feet. That's Liza Lee. Woo, yeah, wow, what a dream. That's Molly. Well, I'll be a great big flop without a little look from Liza Lee. Well, I'm asking her a question this about a night. Cause there's another guy she
You're staring at a circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does, because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
This is a hit!
Tell me that you love me, but it don't seem true. Why would you love me, girl? It's a mean, mean, sweet. Oh, yeah, it's a mean, mean, sweet. But I can't stop loving you. Now, my heart is aching.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange, with our old pal Johnny Powers there, Mean Mistreater. Available on CD and LP, Long Blonde Hair. What a shot of those pimples. You wouldn't believe it. And counting backwards, we heard Memphis Slim there with Stroll On. Roger and the Marquees did Liza Lee. Slick Gibson and the Spiders did Etta May. The Satellites, Linda Jean. Garland Davis there with Betty Joe. We opened up with Glenn, A Cup of Coffee and a Cigarette. You want to know how you voted on my Rock Critics poll, folks? This is... I'll run them through you before I seal the envelope and mail it off. Counting backwards, we heard... Counting backwards, this is what you voted. Number 10, My Bloody Valentine, Bloodless. I never heard of it. The Mummies, Never Been Caught, number 9. I heard that one. It's a good one. The Jelly Flex by various artists, number 8. Never heard it. The Dim Stars, number 7. I heard a little bit of that. My buddy Quine is on it, so it's cool. Sonny Burgess, number 6. Tennessee Board of the A-Bones, Life of Riley. The Liars, Happy Now. Thanks for voting for my friends, folks. Type O Negative, never heard that one. Origin of Feces, The Music of Raymond Scott, that one I like. That's number 2. And the Scott Cambinoso, What Do You Mean? Never heard that one. That's at number 1. That's the way it's going. That's the way it's going into the envelope. Let me lick it for you right on the air to prove it. All right, queued up on turntable number 4. No. Yeah. H-Bomb Ferguson. Come in, H-Bomb.
Tell me what you're gonna do. You can ride all around.
baby.
Put that trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
I found a home. Don't have to roam. I found a home. Don't have to roam. I ain't lonely no more. Like I was before. I am so happy. I found my mother. Ain't daddy no, found my sister and brother. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. I know everything, like a broken bow. I know everything,
But why can't you just get physical like a human?
Driving down the street with my doobie hoobie, on our way to a late, late movie. Hitting our wheels for the parking lot, man, as far as eyes we got. Parking lot, parking lot, parking lot, parking lot. Mighty slow, about the time I'd anticipate. Sorry, but you'll have to wait. Parking lot, parking lot, parking lot, parking lot. Everybody park, parking lot. Wait, 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 what can I do? Getting here with my doobie-hoo. Showtime getting mighty near. Wait, 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 that's all I hear. Parking lot. Parking lot, parking lot, parking lot. Everybody park in the parking lot. They get here early, they get here late. They come and they go, they just can't wait. Some are old and some are new. Some are borrowed and some are blue. Parking lot, parking lot. But the parking lot, no place to spark but the parking lot. Maybe we should have tried another spot, but just don't know whether to or not. Parking lot, parking lot, parking lot, parking lot. Everybody park, parking lot. This is the show, our seats are taken. No place to go if I'm not mistaken. Close the baby, we've been forsaken. I fought in the parking lot, parking lot, parking lot, parking lot, parking lot. Everybody's parking lot.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Hey, everybody! Mr. Hound Dog's in town! I'm here to stop the lie that gals done spread around. She said, I ain't nothing but a hound dog, just snooping round the door. No, nothing but a hound dog, just snooping round the door. You use up all my love, now you don't want me no more. I was nothing but a hound dog, walking in the rain. No, nothing but a hound dog, just walking in the rain. Hound dog, I want to speak to you. Please hurry, Mr. Hound dog, I want to speak to you. I ain't had no loving, and it's got me feeling blue. I ain't nothing but a hound dog. I'm a mighty, mighty man. Ain't nothing but a hound dog, but I'm a mighty, mighty man. If you want my time,
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Box store.
mess around Bob Stowe, mess around Bob Stowe, mess around. We don't care about home or style. We're just a bopping and a strolling and a messing around, bopping and a strolling and a messing around, a bopping and a strolling and a messing around. We don't care about a home or bound. I pick you up on a day. We'll be out pretty late. We don't care about home or bound. Bopping and a strolling and a messing around. Bopping and strolling and messing around. Bopping and a strolling and a messing around. Bopping and a strolling and a messing around. We don't care about home or bound. Will you take your time telling me you're mine? We're going to see this town tonight. Bopping and a strolling, bopping and a strolling, and messing around. Bopping and a strolling and messing around. Bopping and a strolling and messing around.
Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
I'm
Meanwhile, back in his day.
This is the Hound here, WFMU East Orange, the Midnighters there with Annie's Aunt Fanny. I just realized there were like three answer songs in that set. Ray Payton, the Rhythm Rockers, did Bop, Stroll, Mess Around. Roy Brown, Mr. Hound Dog's Back, that's an answer song, obviously. Jim McCrory did Parking Lot. Clarence Henry, I Found a Home, another answer song. Rex and Herb, Come Back, Big Bertha. We open up with H-Bomb Ferguson by request, Little Tiger. I gotta do a PSA here for a second. Hello. Alright. Where the hell are we? The New Jersey Head Injury Association maintains a family helpline for people with traumatic brain injury and their families. If you need information or assistance, please call the helpline at 1-800-669-4323. That's 1-800-669-4323. If this stuff sounds good to you, you may indeed have a traumatic head injury. Public service message from WFMU. Let's get right back in. We got like 15 minutes left, and the fabulous Imperials are all queued up and ready to rock.
Fifth Avenue.
Ah, holly, save me.
Save me.
Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save
focus, baby, the wind and scream.
I holler, save me.
That little green man come from, Wilbur? Have we been invaded from Mars?
The other guys all laughed before I fade.
Don't.
Never happened ever before.
Remember, my friends, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
That was Joe Houston doing All Night Long, counting backwards. We're the Belltones, Swinging Little Chickie. We're at Jim Foley did Goodbye Train, the Jive 5, People from Another World. We opened it up with the fabulous Imperials, My Little Nina. For good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I'll be back next week and then 2 weeks off after that. Albertson for Wild Girl, WFMU, East Orange. What?
Everybody. to do the simple folk do to help them escape when they're blue. The shepherd who is ailing, the milkmaid who is glum.
Hello, this is Julie Andrews. Whenever I'm in New Jersey, I listen to non-commercial WFMU in East Orange on the Uppsala College campus. Simple radio for simple minds.
Shed their weary lot, oh, what do simple folk